안녕하십니까? 2010학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2010학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기, 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 12번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 13번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다.
1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 사용할 표지판을 고르시오.
Tom, what are you doing on the computer?
I'm making a sign for our photo exhibition for the front gate.
For the front gate? Then the arrow should point to the right, not to the left.
Oh, you're right. I made a mistake.
Also, put the arrow on the top, not the bottom.
I think it looks better on the bottom. I'll leave it the way it is.
Okay, and why don't you add the distance to the exhibition hall?
Do you think it's really necessary? It's not far from the front gate.
Maybe, but it always helps to give accurate information.
All right, I'll put it on the sign.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's that? Can I see it?
It's a picture of my brother. He's serving in the army right now.
Oh, yeah. He joined the army last year. You were so worried about him.
Right. He was so nervous about entering the army.
But look at him now. He looks so healthy and strong.
Yeah. The army has really changed him for the better.
I'm glad to hear that.
And guess what? He won an award for being the best soldier in his unit.
That's great. Your parents must be so happy.
Uh-huh. I'm going to post his picture on my blog. I want to tell the whole world what a great brother I have.
3번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
This is an important part of a newspaper. This plays a big role in catching the reader's attention. Most newspapers put this in a much larger font size than the article text, and often in an entirely different font. This usually appears at the top of an article. This can be a phrase or a sentence that gives the reader an idea of what the article to follow is about. Depending on this, the reader can choose to read or not to read the particular article. This can be a determining factor on how many newspapers are sold in a particular day.
Who
is it?
Hello, I'm Kevin from downstairs. The red sports car in the parking lot is yours, right?
Yes. Is something wrong?
I'm terribly sorry, but my son broke your side view mirror.
Oh my! What happened?
He was riding his bicycle and bumped into your car.
Well, accidents happen. Is your son all right?
Yes, he was a little scared, but he's fine. By the way, I'd like to pay for the damages.
Well, okay. I'll take the car to the auto repair shop tomorrow.
Okay, here's my phone number. Let me know how much it costs.
No problem. I'll be in touch. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Amy. What are you up to?
I'm at the mall shopping for Peter's birthday gift. But everything is so expensive.
Oh, I have to get him something too. Can you pick up something for me?
I have a better idea. Why don't we get him something together?
Sure. I'll pay for half. What do you have in mind?
Actually, there's a fantastic shirt for $50.
Well, he has a lot of shirts. What else is there?
There's also a cool backpack for $40. And we can get 10% off that price this week.
Great. The one he has now is pretty old.
Then let's buy it for him.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Are you enjoying the sunny days of August? Although this time of year may be fun and exciting for you, it can be dangerous to your little animal friends. Here are a few tips to keep your beloved animals safe this summer. First, you should give them plenty of fresh water to drink. Second, when outside, keep them out of direct sunlight by providing them with a cool and shady place. Finally, never leave your pet in the car with the windows closed, even for a moment. By taking a few precautions and practicing common sense, you and your pet can have a happy and healthy August. So have fun and keep your pet safe.
Hello.
It's me, honey. You know what? I took your cell phone this morning by mistake.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. I only found out when I got a call from your friend, Jenny.
This is the second time you took my phone.
I know. We shouldn't have bought the same model.
Right. Anyway, do you want me to bring your phone to the office?
That'd be great. But first, I need the phone number of a client from my phone.
Okay. What's the client's name?
His name is David Kane.
I'll send you a text message as soon as I hang up.
Thanks. You're a big help.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
What can I get for you today, Ms. Baker?
Hi, Jimmy. I'm having a barbecue tonight.
Oh, you are? What's the occasion?
No special occasion, just a family get-together.
Great. How many people are you having over?
10 people, including myself. Is there anything you recommend?
Well, do you want to go pork or beef?
I had pork 2 nights ago, so I'll go with beef.
Okay. I have some great steaks that just came in today.
That sounds perfect for the barbecue. I'll take them.
How thick do you want them?
A little thicker than usual.
Okay. Coming right up.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, my feet hurt. These shoes are a bit small for me.
Let me take a look. Can you take off your shoes and put on these slippers?
Okay. This company's shoe size comes a little smaller than other brands.
Well, I can't increase the shoe size, but I can stretch them a little and make them more comfortable for you.
That'd be great. Also, can you polish them when you're done?
Sure. Are you in a hurry?
Actually, I have a train to catch in an hour. Can you finish them before that?
No problem. Please have a seat over there.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Smells good. What are you making?
I'm making Tom's lunch for his field trip today.
Oh, is it today? He's going to a science museum, isn't he?
Yes, he's very excited about the trip. You know his future dream is to become a scientist.
Then our little scientist probably wants to take the camera with him. Are the batteries charged?
Oh no, your brother borrowed the camera a week ago.
Did he? I'll call and ask him to bring it over.
Well, why don't you go and get it yourself?
You're right. It'll be faster that way.
Hurry back, dear.
11번. 다음 일정표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 보게 될 경기를 고르시오.
Mike, what are you looking at?
The sports competition schedule against Western University. Do you want to go cheer for our school this weekend with me?
I'd love to, but I have to work until 2 p.m. on weekends.
Don't worry. The soccer match starts at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday.
I'm sorry, but I have to visit my grandparents after work. Are there any sporting events on Sunday?
Uh-huh. There's a baseball game at Oakley Sports Field on Sunday.
At Oakley Sports Field? Are there any indoor events? I don't want to get sunburned.
Let me see. What time can you get to the Stars Sports Center after work?
Around 2:30 in the afternoon.
Then, there's one game we can watch together at the Sports Center.
Great, let's watch it together.
12번. 다음을 듣고 커뮤니티 서비스 어워드에 관한 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention students! As you know, our school annually presents the Community Service Award to the student who best serves our community. What makes this year's award special is the guest presenter of the award. This year, the award will be presented by the famous figure skater and graduate of our school, Chris Kim. If you have completed 40 or more hours of community service, you are qualified for this award. You can nominate a friend as well as yourself for this award. If you are interested, download the application form from the school website and submit your application to the vice principal. The deadline for the application submission is April 8th. The award ceremony will be held on May 6th at the Student Center. Don't miss it.
(13번) 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
My string broke. Do I have time to change it?
Make it quick. The performance will begin soon. 2.
Can you teach me how to play the violin?
Sorry, I don't know anything about music. 3.
Did you buy the tickets for the concert?
We're too late. The concert is sold out. 4.
I'd like to buy this beautiful violin.
Sorry, but we're out of stock right now. 5.
Where should I put this music stand?
Please put it in front of the cello.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Did you want to see me, Mr. Smith?
Yes, Linda. I have something important to ask of you.
What is it?
Jane handed in her resignation this morning.
Really? What happened?
I can't give you any details right now. Anyway, it'll take days to find a replacement for her.
It won't be easy to find another person like Jane.
That's why I wanted to see you. I want you to fill in for her temporarily.
But I'm busy with a new product development.
I know, but I can't think of anyone more experienced than you.
Okay, but promise me that it's only for a short while.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John, you have to go to the theater by 10 for the practice, right?
Yes, but I have to pick up my costume at the dry cleaners on the way.
Okay, I'll take you to the theater today. Let's leave in 5 minutes.
How come? Dad said he'd take me this morning.
I'm afraid he can't. He's not feeling very well today. I guess he's been working too much lately.
How bad is he? I'm going upstairs to see him.
I think it's better that we don't disturb him. He'll be fine after getting some rest.
I see. Do you think he can come to my performance this afternoon?
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, David. How's the online science course that I recommended?
Pretty good. It gives me an opportunity to take classes from other schools.
I'm glad you like it.
But sometimes, when I have a question, I can't ask the teacher right away.
Yeah, you have to wait until the end of class to post your questions.
Uh-huh. It's also hard to motivate myself to study because there are no other students to study with.
I know what you mean. That's why I joined the Online Study Club.
What kind of club is that?
It's a club for students taking online courses. There are many small study groups for specific subjects.
(17번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 마이클이 샘에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Michael and Sam are workout partners. They go to a health club near their homes 3 times a week. Every time they go, they do the same exercise routine. They do 30 minutes of weight training, followed by 30 minutes on the bicycle. After 1 month of exercising, Michael is very satisfied with his health improvements. However, Sam is discouraged because he's not seeing any results. He tells Michael that he's thinking about not exercising anymore. Michael doesn't want to lose his workout partner and decides to tell him not to give up so easily. In this situation, what would Michael most likely say to Sam?
이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.